Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, boy. It's what you need, boy. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circuit. That's why you're nervous, and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, hey, my people's in a place, let's count it off,
1, 2, tell me what y'all
to
do, 3, 4, it's time for all of your
nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place, and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies hard to swallow from the bitter taste, but that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and shot or relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer, I tap, count.
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. 5, 6, get up
inside
and mix. 7, 8, no time to
hesitate.
So let's rock and roll till you're rolling.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, I thought so, but now I feel like shot hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. But solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, yeah, ill, yeah. My people's in the place, tell me how to start. Here we go, yeah.
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and roll till you're rolling. Rock, then you rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to move the beat.
Wednesday evening listeners, and welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Tracy L. Bell, of course, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And tonight's conversation is Doulas on Duty. Doulas on Duty. I just received an email from one of my listeners asking me what is a doula, but we'll get to that in a minute. In this season of a global pandemic, you know, this being COVID-19, the separation of social distancing and no crowd gathering is very real. especially for expectant parents. And with COVID-19, I don't know if some of you knew this, but fathers are actually banned from the delivery room, as well as prenatal doctor's visits. Fathers are being banned. And I know when I listened to Governor Cuomo give a speech a couple of weeks ago, he was saying that he was going to lift that ban in the state of New York. But since hospitals are the epicenter of this COVID-19 crisis, there are a lot of desperate moms-to-be who are totally on the verge of a nervous breakdown. I mean, wouldn't you be? Because the birth of a child is a pivotal moment, one that is often shared between spouses, grandparents, and even siblings. But now, however, due to the rapidly spreading coronavirus pandemic, women across the United States are finding themselves forced to go through labor and delivery alone. And that can be scary. I know it would be for me if I was expecting. But anyway, expectant mothers are being told they will have to video call their partners in. Ain't that a trip? Video call their partners in. I mean, they didn't video call the baby in the womb, but they're being told they have to video call their partners in. Yeah, that's enough to make any woman flip out. So how does a doula come into play? And for my reader, my listener who asked, she's also a blog reader, a doula is a trained companion who is not a healthcare professional necessarily, but she supports another individual through a significant health-related experience, such as childbirth, miscarriage, induced abortion, stillbirth, or even a non-reproductive experience, such as dying. But this brings me to my guest tonight. She's a member of the National Association of Professional Women. She's a certified teacher of the Better Baby class with over 100 attended childbirths since her 2015 training as a doula. And in the last 2 months, she has supported 8 virtual childbirths during this pandemic. 8 virtual childbirths. So we're going to find out what that was like. I welcome to the show, Conversations of a Sister, the ultimate doula, Anne-Marie Pusterla. Anne-Marie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tracy. Thanks so much for having me on tonight.
Did I pronounce your name correctly? I said Pusterla.
You said it perfect.
I did. Okay. Okay, Anne-Marie. So how are you and how are you holding up in this season of COVID-19 in your profession? Tell us.
Well, it's definitely a different trying time for all of us on an average everyday basis, whether we're in the birth world or not. But in the birth world, it's actually rather stressful for me as a doula because I really believe in supporting a woman both emotionally and physically. So I've had to try to find a way to provide virtual doula support, which most of it is emotional at this point. But the great part is I've learned how to guide the birth partner in the room to remind them of all the things that I taught them throughout their prenatal visits and classes. And it's working, and that's the great part.
Okay, so tell us, how do women or couples solicit your service for their child's birth? How does that happen?
Well, generally, I do work at an obstetrician's office, and I also have my own practice called Love Your Labor. And if they go to my website, loveyourlabor.com, they will be able to contact me either via email or telephone. My number's on there. And what happens is I start to, the minute we decide that we are going to have a relationship for the next 9 or 10 months, we start virtually supporting. So I am virtually supporting several moms right now on a weekly basis through FaceTime. And I'm able to, you know, talk them through the what ifs and answer their questions mostly non-medical, of course, because I'm not a medical professional, but kind of set up the scenario of what to expect and what's expected of them during this time. I do know that you mentioned that a lot of places were banning dads, but a lot of those have been lifted thus far, and dads or one or a partner are allowed in the room, which generally excludes the doula, hence the virtual need for a doula. That's the great part, that the partner in a lot of different hospitals, the ones I've been working in, will allow the partner, but I certainly don't want a person to have to choose their doula over their partner, whoever that may be.
Right. So now, are you basically present at a virtual birth if there is no partner?
Yes. Yes. Then if there's no partner, then we can actually attend the birth.
And you do that virtually?
No, that can be, if there's no partner in that room, the doula can actually be your designated person. The hospital doesn't care who that person is. You just have to meet the requirements of having your temperature taken, not symptomatic of COVID-19, not having tested positive, nor been around anyone positive. And hopefully the laboring mom at that time would have already gone through that COVID-19 check herself to say, the person that I'm inviting into my room with me in this most intimate moment is healthy, and they are safe to be around myself and my baby.
Interesting. And are you being called on now more than ever?
Yeah, we're getting, well, it's kind of up and down. I have a lot of people who want maybe support and education right now, because as we know, knowledge is power. Education,
yes,
especially now, is really important, because if you're walking into a hospital and you're going to labor, remember, you're alone most of the time with your partner. And that's basically what got me into doula work, actually. My husband, even though he took a class many years ago, we did the whole childbirth education, and then we were kind of on our own while we were laboring. And if you think you're going to retain everything you need to keep your laboring mom comfortable and moving, it's probably not going to happen. So having that virtual doula or doula in the room is so important to help you find comfort during labor.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine not remembering what you learned during childbirth class? How stressful.
It's very stressful. That's what my husband said. He's like, you know, I feel powerless. I can't help you. You appear to, you know, be, you know, I hate to use the word pain, but you appear to have be in pain, and I really don't know what to do for you. So
right.
I took that into consideration, and I actually attended a birth not even knowing what a doula was 23 years ago next week. And that began my love for attending births and empowering and encouraging and educating women through childbirth. Hence you notice the name of my business, right? Love Your Labor.
Your labor.
Is that possible? Yes, it is. You can write a beautiful birth story that doesn't sound horrific, that doesn't sound traumatic. You can love your labor with the right education and the right birthing team.
Wow. Yeah, because a lot of my girlfriends who've given birth, they talk about their experiences, and it does sound quite horrific. So earlier this week, ABC News just interviewed the singer Ciara regarding her experiences in being pregnant during this pandemic. And because her husband can't accompany her on doctor's visits, she does a virtual visit while in the doctor's office with her husband, Russell Wilson, from the car. Tell us, Anne-Marie, are many women actually flipping out and nervous about giving birth during a global pandemic?
They are. They're very nervous of what to expect and how safe am I. And, you know, a lot of questions arise around you know, actually going to the hospital. So some women are opting for home births. Some women are opting for birthing centers. And insurance is actually working with some of the birthing centers to allow women to go there and have their birth actually covered. The problem is if you're late in your pregnancy, it's very hard to transfer care perhaps to a birthing center. But that is an option. And the option there is that it's a smaller team of people. It's not a hospital setting. It's a beautiful setting. But you are kind of in and out of the birthing center probably within 12 hours. If you're having a baby at the hospital, and you go home with the baby and then you go, you know, somebody either has to come to the house to check the baby or you wind up having to go to a doctor's office or a hospital to be checked anyway. And the other side of it is a hospital safe? Well, you can believe that every labor and delivery floor is separate from any other part of the hospital, and they are taking every precaution to keep both you and the baby safe. From the minute you enter the hospital, you are having your temperature taken, you are going through a COVID-19 questionnaire, and they are testing moms on rapid tests to make sure that she is not testing positive. As for prenatal visits, can you make it through your prenatal visits without your partner and have them virtual? I believe you can. As scary as it sounds, you know, they're generally doing a heart rate check, maybe an ultrasound, but you can still use FaceTime or video messenger and really still feel connected to your loved one. But at the same time, you're remembering that you're keeping yourself safe, your baby safe, your healthcare professionals that are on the line. And that's not the worst of things that can happen. I think it's key to remember to stay really positive during this time. You know, resorting to feeling like this is a time of not being quarantined, but actually maybe bonding and finding time to really bond with your baby, with your partner, with perhaps older siblings, and using it as more of a positive part opposed to not being quarantined and running our busy lives and almost missing some beautiful moments that we're now experiencing within our own homes. And we can love our pregnancy and actually love our labor and delivery, although it may be a little different. And I think it's really important for our moms to believe that there are positives to everything and that we can actually love being pregnant, even in a quarantine, even with going to the doctor's office by ourselves, because there are so many things that we may have missed in our everyday life that we aren't missing because we're not so busy.
Right.
That was
a lot to say,
Trace?
It was, but you hit the nail on the head. But would you say that many women are, because they're going into a hospital, would you say many women are afraid of catching the virus while giving birth in a hospital? And haven't they even banned visitation after you give birth at this point?
They have. And remember, giving birth is not a spectator sport. It is a very intimate situation. And after birth, I know everybody wants to see the baby. Someone like me, I didn't let anybody touch my baby. I didn't want any germs, and there was no COVID-19. But the great part is, again, technology has allowed for us to actually introduce our little baby to the rest of the world via Facebook Live, Facebook Watch, Messenger. They're all virtual. Is it ideal? No. But the one part is, it keeps your baby from not just COVID-19, from the flu, from anything else that may be going around. You know, certain religions and certain backgrounds, ethnicities, they don't have any visitors for 40 days, and all they do is stay home, stay in bed, and take care of their baby. And you know the saying, it takes a village. Well, we're going to take that village, and the people that want to visit you can still drop off dinner at your doorstep. They can do a drive-by. you can hold the baby up. But if we think about it, it could be maybe a more ideal situation because, again, we have to turn the negative into a positive and feel good about what we're doing. And I'd like all of the moms out there that are having babies or just had babies is to really think of this not as quarantine, but as a resting period, the fourth trimester, taking care of myself, my baby, my breast milk if I'm breastfeeding, and getting the rest and the nutrition that me and my baby need for growth and good health.
That's awesome. So let me ask you one last question before I let you go. You know, now in this season of virtual visitations, are women actually comfortable with you being virtual?
Well, my moms that I have worked with seem to be very happy with the service. You know, weeks up till their birth, we were FaceTiming once a week, and it seemed to provide comfort. Actually, one mom was very nervous. I had two, actually, that were so nervous about giving birth and going to the hospital that I basically said to the one mom who was overdue, you know, this is going to happen. You are having a baby. You are going to the hospital. You need to tune out the noise of COVID-19, and you need to surrender and let your baby come. You have to believe that your doctor that you've chosen, your doula, your birth team, and the hospital that you're going to are taking every measure to keep you and your baby safe. That put her into labor an hour and a half later.
Oh,
and we were having
God.
A baby that night. Because surrendering is part of it, Tracy. Surrendering to the fact that you are having a baby during this pandemic. The baby's not coming because it's COVID-19. So you have to have faith, you have to have trust, because you are having a baby.
That's right.
I'd like to point out a key point here is that education is so important. Besides having a birth partner or teammate or doula, whomever you've chosen to support you, getting an education from a professional is really important so that you understand what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, how to time contractions, how you know when you're in labor. These are all really important things to know so that you can mentally prepare for your beautiful day of having a baby. And then postpartum care is important. And I would like moms to remember that. Postpartum depression is real. And it's really important for moms. I know for myself, I'm still supporting some of my moms 4 weeks after they had a baby. Maybe that's not what I normally would do, but if you need someone to talk to and just talk through everything, I do that. Breastfeeding support right now is actually happening with virtual visits, and it's working. IBCLC, or lactation consultant, is able to help support moms with breastfeeding. I have a midwife, IBCLC, Lisa Palladino. She actually has over 30 years experience, and she does a lot of virtual support right now for breastfeeding, new baby, tongue tie, lip tie, milk supply issues. You can still get this postpartum support, and that's key to keeping mom mentally healthy. Breastfeeding can be a burden or feel burdensome at times. And I think it's important to continue with support after you have the baby.
Awesome. A lot you shared there. Well, Anne-Marie, I thank you for joining us tonight. I thank you for your time. Please tell my listeners real quick how they can read more about you as a doula.
Oh, please visit my website, Love Your Labor, all one word, LoveYourLabor.com. You can read a little bit about me. There's some testimonials on there, my services that are offered. I will be offering your, anybody that mentioned your name, I will give a 10% discount to any services that I offer.
That's awesome. Well, Anne-Marie, thank you so much for being on the show. I want you to stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much for having me. Everyone have a great night. Stay healthy. Peace and be well.
Yes. Well, listeners, there you have it. If you are expecting in this season, a doula may be the way to go. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's conversation. Remember to like and follow us on Facebook at Conversations of a Sister, or join the conversations that are always happening on my blog at conversationsofasister.com. Until next week, I want you to be well. I need you to stay safe and to
have Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight. No tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't.